Management by Objectives, Chapter 6, Perfecting, Evaluating the Plan. Key verse. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Romans 12:3. Introduction. In chapter 4, you learn to set objectives and plan in harmony with God's purpose and plans. In chapter 5, you learned how to implement plans. This lesson explains how to evaluate plans to determine whether or not you achieved your objectives. Evaluation. When you evaluate something, you examine it carefully and consider its value. Evaluation is the process of examining plans to determine their value in achieving the purpose of your ministry. Objectives state what you plan to do. Evaluation determines if you accomplished those objectives. Even God evaluated his work. In Genesis 1, he examined all he had created and declared, "It is good." The importance of evaluation. Evaluation makes you accountable to God, to those with whom you and to whom you minister, and to your own self. From the beginning of time, God has held man accountable for fulfilling his plans. Adam and Eve had certain responsibilities in the garden for which God held them accountable. The Bible indicates you are to think soberly, to evaluate your own life and ministry. For I say, through the grace given to me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Romans 12:3. The Apostle Paul said, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Philippians 1:10. The fact that you are accountable to God for your ministry is illustrated by the parable of the talents in Matthew 25:14-30. The Bible also teaches that you have responsibilities for those to whom you minister. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. 1 Peter 5:2-3. The Bible also teaches that you are accountable to those with whom you minister. You work together just like the human body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. 1 Corinthians 12:21. When you stand before God on judgment day, your work will be evaluated to determine its value. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. 1 Corinthians 3:12-13. God has perfect plans, but he works through imperfect people to accomplish his plans. Because you are imperfect, you must continually evaluate your ministry. Evaluation is important because it helps you determine if you are properly fulfilling God's plans and purpose. Evaluation permits you to learn from your successes and failures, revise existing plans, and make new plans. If you are really doing God's work, then it is worth doing with excellence. The evaluation procedure. When you learned how to set objectives, you wrote them in a way that they could be measured or evaluated to see if you had achieved them. You also included dates for checking on the progress of the plan. An evaluation procedure is a method for evaluating your plans. Here are the steps for establishing an evaluation procedure. Write objectives so they are measurable and you will be able to tell that you have fulfilled them. Establish dates to check on the progress of the plan. Pray before you begin evaluation. Ask God to show you weaknesses that need correction and give you guidance in additional plans you may need to make. Evaluate to see if the plan is proceeding on schedule and accomplishing the intended goal. If it is, proceed as you originally planned. If it is not, you may need to revise the objective. rewrite parts of it, or eliminate it and write a new plan. Because you do not know the total future plan of God, you must be open to change. Revisions are part of the faith-stretching process of planning. You may need to make a change in people working on this objective. You may need more or less people, or to replace those who have lost interest. You may need to change the completion date. You may need more time to accomplish the plan than originally thought. You may need to set more evaluation dates to check on its progress. You may need to change the methods. The objective may be good, but your methods in accomplishing it may not be working. You may need to readjust the budget. If costs are different than originally planned, you will need to readjust the budget. When you have completed a plan, evaluate it to answer these questions. Did you reach the goal? Did you finish what you started? Were you diverted by the enemy? Do not evaluate on the basis of what activities took place. Evaluate on the basis of result. Did the activities which were part of the plan achieve the desired result? Did it really contribute to the fulfillment of your purpose as you thought it would? Where did you fail? Why and how? What were the reasons for failure? Remember, do not be discouraged by your weaknesses, but use them as opportunities for God's power to be revealed. Where did you succeed? Why and how? What were the reasons for success? What could you have done differently? Different methods? Different people? Different plan? Were the people involved used effectively in ministry? Were their tasks suited to their spiritual gifts? Did they grasp the purpose, and were they motivated to complete the plan? Could you use this same plan again? Ask the Lord to guide you in this decision. Some plans can be used again, but sometimes God has a new plan. What can you learn from this that will help you in making new plans? Why plans fail. God's plans are always perfect, but because He works through imperfect instruments, people, plans sometimes fail. For example, the Garden of Eden was God's plan for man, but man failed. God's plan for Israel was that they bear witness of Him to heathen nations, but they failed. God's plan for King Saul, Samson, and others failed because they were imperfect human instruments. Failure is always because of man's unwillingness to work in harmony with God. Here are some common reasons why plans fail. Lack of vision. People did not understand the purpose or vision of which the plan was a part. Lack of training. People were not trained for the tasks they were asked to do as part of the plan. God always prepares people for the task they are to do. Leaders should follow this example. Improper use of spiritual gifts. People were misplaced in the plan. For example, you had someone with the gift of evangelizing trying to do the work of a pastor. Unwilling to pay the price. People and/or leadership would not commit the prayer, time, effort, and money necessary to fulfill the plan. Lack of prayer. The plan was made without the guidance of the Lord. Unclear plans. The objectives were not stated properly. Lack of communication. The plan was not clearly communicated to those involved. Lack of evaluation. No one checked to see how things were going, so when difficulties arose, the plan fell apart. The completion date came and no one was ready. Because there was no evaluation, there was a failure to deal with problems. Fear of criticism, failure, or man. Doubt of the ability of God to work through you. Procrastination. This means delaying things, waiting for a better time, for a better opportunity, putting things off until another day, etc. Making excuses. Justifying failure instead of correcting it. Slothfulness, which is laziness, lack of concern, sloppy work. Selfishness. You must give yourself of yourself to achieve goals. You cannot be greedy or selfish. You must have a generous giving spirit. Lack of unity. People did their own thing instead of working together for the plan and purpose of God. Disobedience. People did not obey those in authority. Failure to revise plans. The plan was not adjusted and the people would not change as needed. Just because something has been done that way in the past does not mean it is presently effective in God's plan. Failure to learn from experience. Mistakes are repeated when you do not evaluate and learn from experience. Inattention to detail. A plan often involves many details. If these are not properly coordinated, the plan will fail. Refusing to provide humble service. You are called to serve others. When you forget this and become proud, plans fail. Attitude problems toward planning. These are evident in the following comments. We have always done it that way. We do not like to plan. Planning is not scriptural. This has worked all right for the last 40 years. Planning is not spiritual. We move forward in faith. We do not need to plan. We do not have time to plan. I do not see why we should change after all this time. Lack of proper leadership to implement the plan. Lack of funds. Lack of workers to fulfill the plan. Failure to be honest in evaluation. Spiritual attack of the enemy. Satan will try to frustrate your purpose. See Ezra 4:1-5. Murmuring. Whenever you begin a plan or a work of God, it passes through certain predictable stages. For example, in the early church, in Acts 1, God chose certain men. Acts 2, he gave those men a ministry. Acts 3, there was multiplication. Acts 4, the movement known as the church emerged. Acts 5, murmuring arose from the people. The same pattern is found in the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah 1, God chose a man. Nehemiah 1 and 2, he gave that man a ministry. Nehemiah 2 and 3, the workforce multiplied. Nehemiah 2 through 4, the plan was instituted. Nehemiah 5, murmuring arose from the people. When ministries and plans reach the murmuring stage, the problem must be dealt with or the plan can be seriously affected. Nehemiah dealt with the murmuring by prayer and better organization. Nehemiah 5. The apostles dealt with the murmuring by prayer and better organization. Acts 6. The murmuring of the Israelites was never totally resolved. Because of this, God's plan was delayed until a new generation was raised up. Using the results of evaluation. You use what you learn by evaluation in several ways. Evaluation points out weaknesses and objectives. You revise and improve existing plans to correct these weaknesses. You make new plans as old ones are completed. You learn from your successes. You may be directed by God to repeat a successful plan. You learn from your mistakes. You discover why you failed and make plans to improve so that you won't repeat the same mistakes. A continuing cycle. Planning is a continuing cycle. You make plans, implement them, evaluate them, and then make more plans. If you are to be effective in ministry, you will continue this cycle until your purpose is fulfilled and you have completed your life work.